Bible, I want you to turn to Genesis 42 and 36. I want to spend the next 32 minutes on preaching to you from the subject of when everything is against us. When everything is against us. Now, Bessie, I want you to listen to me like you've never listened to anybody in all your life. And I mean that literally. I believe that the Lord will take one person out of a thousand. If one person has a particular need and there's a thousand people there, God will take care of that one person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
God will see that you have what you need if there's a million around about you. God does not work in generalities nor general areas. God is a specialist and he specializes in individuals. He did not say, I am looking for an organization to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. He did not say, I am looking for one entire church to hold me up before the people. He said, I am seeking for a man to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. He said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or individual, just individual. So you see, Bessie came tonight with a need, and the Lord met me 5 minutes before in the room in there and spoke to me and said, you preach from this. And I looked it up and wrote a couple of little things down and walked out, and lo and behold, if I don't meet her coming up the stairs as if ever last load in the world was resting upon her shoulders. And the Lord for her tonight. You don't act excited about it. Honey, I have news for you. When I go to a doctor's office, I want him to take care of me if he lets everybody else go. Because I'm not, because I have a need. And the subject tonight is when everything is against us. Everything. Did you ever get up on the wrong side of the bed? Did you ever wake up to the fact in the afternoon that you wished to God you had stayed in bed all day? Did you ever walk or ride down the street when you felt as if everything had gone wrong and you would have been better off if you hadn't answered the doorbell or picked up the telephone that morning? There comes times in our life when everything is against us. But oh, hallelujah, this preacher wants to tell you tonight that when everything is against you, don't think anything about it. For Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Holy Ghost is just working the cycle around until it's all going to come up roses and everything's going to be all right, and you're going to be able to walk down the street shouting glory to God. For he made a way for me. Hallelujah. One verse of scripture. The 36th verse. And Jacob, their father, said unto them. Now them being the pronoun for all of his boys. These boys was like all boys. They were rough and tough and ready to do anything to anybody. from a journey. There has been a drought in the land. There's no food, no corn's grown, no wheat shocks stand in the field. The brooks and the creek beds are all practically dry. The lentils and the vegetables have withered up on the vines. The walla melons have not grown. The okra and the turnip tops have burnt and left withered in the field. Now these boys have heard that in the land of Egypt there's plenty. They've heard that they've got a ruler over there in all of his great wisdom and extraordinary divine knowledge, and set up huge vats and storehouses where that he could feed the multitudes that was underneath him in the time of the drought. Some stranger and wayfarer and pilgrim come by and said to Simeon, "Simeon, you don't have to starve. Go down to Egypt land. There's a plenty down there." So Simeon and Reuben and the rest of the boys gathered together and took some wagons and went down there, and everything come up smelling roses. For you see, they got all that they needed. Only one thing was wrong. When they went back, they discovered their money in the money sacks and at the bottom of the vegetable bin. And that was tough, for it made them appear as thieves. So when they run out of groceries again, they went back. And this time, he said, "I'll not let you go unless one of you stay here and have any of yours that left at home." And they said, "All of us has come except one baby boy. My daddy is an old man. He's old and gray-headed, and he's wrinkled-faced, but he wouldn't let the baby boy come." And the ruler said to him, "Unless the baby boy comes back, you'll not get any more groceries." Now here it is. "And Jacob their father said unto them, Me? And ye bereaved of my children? Joseph is not?" That old man knew they did something to Joseph. You don't think he'd live for all of those years in ignorance, do you? You'll never make me believe it. I believe that it had been whispered around, and that old man knew that they had taken his boy Joseph and threw him down in the pit and acted like his coat of many colors had been tore up by a wild beast. He said, "Now Joseph is not. Joseph's gone. Me have ye bereaved. Me have you made sad. Me have you been against." Said, "Joseph is not. And Simeon is not." Simeon is no longer here. Simeon is over there, and I don't know if I'll ever see him anymore. Joseph is not. Simeon is not. And he will take Reuben or Benjamin away. Now notice these words. All these things are against me. Oh, brother, there's been times, Sister Carol, when I thought I was healed and didn't get healed, and I woke up and looked out the world, and I said everything is against me. There's times when I thought I had a deal swung, and I thought I had a proposition made, only to discover at the last moment that the deal fell through, and I walked out with slumped shoulders. I walked out with a downcast spirit. I said everything's against me. The union's against me. My neighbors are against me. My wife's people are against me. My church people are against me. My mom and daddy don't understand. Even my children look at me like I'm a wild man. Everything is against me. But oh, brother, if you'd have climbed old Jacob's ladder and went up to the ivory palaces of the glory world and said to God Almighty, is everything against me? And Jacob, God Almighty would have said, "Why, of course not. the darkest hour is right in front of us. I have news for you. All things that are against me. But oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some years ago, God had given me a home. The last three new homes I've bought, I've not paid a nickel down, not one nickel down. I bought three brand new homes and haven't paid a nickel down. In fact, the last four. In fact, if you want to know the truth, the last six. Somebody said, you can't do it that way. Well, I know I can't, but he can. And it looked just like I was going to lose a home that was a beautiful place. And the devil, he mocked me and laughed at me. And he said, boy, you can't make it. You can't make it, and I'm going to get it. And everybody's going to mock you, and everybody's going to laugh at you. You up there preaching faith. You hollering deliverance. You hollering God can do anything. Jesus Christ is everything. And the world is going to come out all right. And you're all going to go to heaven. And you silly little old knobhead, you can't even pay your bills. And I took the tuckhead, and I got way down low. And I got in the mully grubs like they do in Texas sometime. And I began to think everything was against me. I walked over to the wall. I looked at the wall, and the wall seemed to be against me. I looked at the mirror, and it looked like I was getting gray-headed as well as bald-headed. That's terrible to do both. It appeared when I looked in the mirror that even my mirror didn't like me. And all of a sudden I said, devil, you are a four-footed lying devil and a demon from hell. And I have news for you. If I lose the home I've got right now, he ain't give me one that's bigger than this one. He ain't give me one. I've always wanted a swimming pool in the backyard, and he ain't give me one that's got a swimming pool. I said, if you get this one, brother, if you get this one, you wish to God you didn't give it, because he's going to give me one that's much bigger and much nicer and much better. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And don't you know that thing actually happened? It absolutely happened. I mean the very words that I said. The man come by. He said, I've got a new house over here. Would you like to have it? And I looked at it, and I said, I'm not much impressed. You don't want to let them know a whole lot. He wanted $3,700 down. Where am I going to get $3,700? Well, man, I couldn't even make the payment I already had on the other house. I said, I don't think I like it much. Thank you. Appreciate you showing it to me. 2 months, 3 weeks, and 4 days later, walking into the vestibule of my church, he put some keys in my hand and said, when church is over, preacher, go by and look that house over. I said, how much money down? He said, if you like the house, I guess I'm just going to give it to you. I said, you mean everything? He said, no, I mean the down payment. I said, do I have to make a payment before I move in? Oh, glory. Brother, when God starts rubbing the nose in the ground, just stay with God. Hallelujah. And he said, I said, do I have to make a payment before I move in? That's easily understood. And he said, well, no. I said, well, how long is it before I have to make one? You know, you got no money, you better find out all these little things. Even if it is a new house, even if it does have 2,373 square feet of living room, or living space, you better find out these things. And he said, well, how about 3 weeks? I said, I'm going to go on vacation. I didn't have no money, but I was going on vacation anyway. And I said, I'm going to go on vacation and I won't be back. He said, 4 weeks? I said, I may stay a little longer than 4 weeks. He said, I'll give you 6 weeks before you have to make a payment. I said, I'm going to go by and look at that house. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly. You're a dry bunch tonight. You are a dead bunch tonight. I have news for you. We're to rejoice when God blesses other people. We're to shout when God has prospered other people. We're to dance in the presence of God when the Lord has done something miraculous for other people. We're to be happy when he gets blessed, I'm blessed. When I'm blessed, you ought to be blessed. Against me. Why, God's just got a better plan, that's all. He just has a better plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just has a better plan. We sit around and try to figure it out and try to ascertain which is the best direction to take, and we don't know which way, and we get more bum puzzled all of the time. But I have wonderful news for you. If you'll put it in the hands of the Father, he'll carry you around like a little child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This darling lady that's sitting right here has come in the last two nights, and you look at her face. My Lord, you can look at her face, and she smiles. I believe you're better looking than your younger sister or older sister or whoever she happens to be. You know, you don't want to get in trouble here. And she's come in. The first four times I prayed for her, I thought, dear God, what in the world have I got a hold of? I prayed four times. Oh, no, she'll forgive me for saying this, because it's a fact. She was a sipper of the bug juice. The first night she come into church, she turned around and said, let's everybody sing a little louder. But you know what happened? We prayed for her and nothing happened. Brother Gordon Outlaw helped me pray for her and nothing happened. But 3 nights ago, right over here, the glory of God cometh zipping down to my soul. I come to Chuck Adams and to Pastor Vaughn. I said, God's fixed to do something. And I laid hands on her and I said, demon of hell, come out of her. She is standing in this very place here. She couldn't get free. She couldn't get loose. And when I said that, she went back like this and grabbed her back as if she was in great pain. And she said, Jesus, I love you. That's the very first word she said. Hallelujah. Jesus, I love you. Glory, glory, glory. When everything is against us, I don't care if you're a wino. I don't care if you're a wine sipper. I don't care if you're a social drinker. Brother, when everything's against you, if you can get the ear of God or the eyes of the Father or get it to extend his hand to you, you're going to come out. You're going to rise above your troubles. You're going to soar above your heartaches. And disappointment shall disappear and vanish away. When everything is against us. Right as ass down. Came to the meeting years ago in California. She wears long sleeve dresses. Hot summertime. Gladys was one of the three people in the United States that had what they call a live opium stomach. She could take raw opium, raw. It'd kill anybody else, but she could take it raw. She wasn't a mainliner, honey. She could take the stuff to just chew it up or just any way possible. Her arms were literal from here to here. She had a 200 a day habit, and they can tell you, anybody that's been on drugs, that's a bunch of habit. She was one of the three people in the United States that had a live opium stomach. She came in, stopped, and found Jesus Christ. I say, she found him, honey. Well, the truth was, Jesus found her. Glory to God. And she gave her heart to Jesus. And I didn't know she was white. He didn't, you know, I had no idea. And the pastor knew, though. Everybody around that area knew who she was. And he said, Sister Gladys, you need the Holy Ghost. And she said, oh, do I feel so good now. And he said, you need the Holy Ghost. And he said, we got to pray for her. He said, she's a drug addict. Oh, brother, more than that. There's no telling what. You have to support the habit, honey. And the only way you can support it is selling your body and stealing and anything possible. $200, $1,400 a week. You think of what I'm telling you. And she's on record. She's on record out in the state of California. But I'm fixing to tell you something now that'll thrill you, little old thumping gizzard. And it'll turn your heart upside, inside, out. And they got to praying around there. And somehow word got back to the doctor, her doctor, that Gladys, he didn't live far from the church, that Gladys was going cold turkey. Going cold turkey. Was praying there. Now, that may not mean nothing to you, but I've watched them go cold turkey when they beat their head against the wall, when they try to claw their eyes out, when they try to bite their tongue into. I've watched them, brother, it's one of the most horrifying sights to see somebody try to go cold turkey and get off of a drug habit. A horrible, horrible, particularly that kind of drugs. Hard stuff. But brother, that doctor come in and sat down just about right here, and he watched her. I mean watched her like a hawk, and it looked as if she might have a withdrawal pain about 11 o'clock, and the old doctor gets on his feet, and the second doctor gets on their feet, and all of heaven gets on their feet too. Don't you forget it. God Almighty is standing up looking down from out the door world, and he said, oh, not this time. Hallelujah. And Gladys began to praise the Lord. And the pain left. I mean, it just disappeared. And we went on and kept praising God. In a little while, another pain looked like it's coming back. And the old doctor gets on his feet again. But we began to magnify the name of Jesus. And the pain left. And he stayed there until 9 o'clock in the morning. And Gladys asked down to three talking in a heavenly language. With the Holy Ghost and fire. But that's not the end of the story. In the state of California, when you're convicted of being addicted to drugs, they take your driving license. And you can never, never, never get them back. But Gladys Ashdown needed her driving license to go around and tell people what Jesus had done for her, had happened. So she partitioned the court. And who's her chief witness? The old doctor. He said, Judge, there are a whole lot about religion I don't understand. Just to be perfectly frank with you, I'm not much on religion. But said, I never saw nothing like this. Said, I've treated that woman's been a patient of mine for years. And she's been everything, and you've got the record before you. You know what she's been. I don't have to bore the detail of the court with the details. Honey, it wouldn't have bored anybody to listen to Gladys. Every gossiper in God's county would have liked to heard all about Gladys Ashdown. Don't you forget it. But he said, I'll not bore the court nor take the time. But said, I was with this girl after they did what they did. She said, called getting saved. And said, I sat there and watched when withdrawal pains would seem to come upon her. They'd just get their hands above their head and start talking in them funny language-like and lay hands her, and the pains would leave. And said, I could see them. And said, they did that till 9 o'clock in the morning, and there wasn't no pains there. And said, I tell you. And the judge said, well, doctor, what you're trying to say is that this was a miraculous. He said, miraculous. Do you believe in the virgin birth of Jesus? He said, yeah. He said, well, this is just as miraculous as that. It's an impossibility. It could not happen. And said, I sat there. And said, after a while, about daylight, the glory come down, what they call the glory. And said, all of a sudden, she got them tongues. I don't know where she got them from, but somehow they come on her. And said, she's never had another withdrawal. He said, that judge? Judge said, you don't have to preach, doctor. He said, I'll consider this. And he come back in about 30 minutes and said, I've considered it, and I'm giving back her driving license. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You let some little old imbecile, some little old peanut brain, some little old jilly wigger try to tell you that God is not God. Well, who do you think God is if he's not God? He holds the world in the palm of his hand. Oh, he called every star out, and he named every one of them. He said to cousin Job, Job, why was you when the morning stars sang together? Why was you when I divided the water from the land? Why was you? Say, why don't you tell me the secret of the snow? How there could be snow 6 feet tall and it cover 100 square miles and not one little old particle of that snow would be like another. Not one of them. Not one of them. There's 10 jillion of them fall and not one snowflake will be like another. I tell you, when everything is against us, don't sweat it. Look up. Look up. Lift your head up and say, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Because when everything is against me, the Lord then wants to move. Man's extremity is God's opportunity. I look at old Earl sitting out there. He hillbilly. Now, honey, when I say hillbilly, I mean he is a billy from the hills. Let me tell you a strange story. The guy's name is Rasnick. He's the principal of a school in Bristol, Tennessee. Has his master's degree. And he's got a lady coming to his church. And you can get the book. You can get it for $5.95. It'll tell it. He's Assembly of God preacher. Rasnick's family has been in those hills for 200 years. They call what they call Tenassians. They don't even talk like you and I talk. They got a language almost of their own. You see, it's English language, all right, but really and truly, it's... Oh, Lazarus had me out there. It's the God's truth. They don't talk like we talk. We're flatlanders. I don't care how tall the mountain is where you grew up, we're still flatlanders compared to them. And down there, you know the guy that built the UNIVAC machine that they put the last rocket up to the moon and around like that? Well, the UNIVAC machine that controls that thing, the guy that built it and developed it, wife comes to Rasnick's church, John Rasnick. And this guy doesn't believe in God. But old Rasnick has got so much of God in him, and his wife made such a change that it shook him up, and he, you know, was kind of twix and tween. So, this is an absolute true story. I want to impress this upon you. There is a white mule up in those mountains, and he's a wild mule, and nobody can get even close to him. You can't get close to this mule. And this scientist that put the UNIVAC together, that put it up in the moon, or on the moon, he said to God, when he and John Rasnick started up in the mountains, he said to John, "I want to see that white mule you all talk about that's up there." And John said, "All right." And on the way, the scientist said to God, "God, if you're really true, if you're really true, when I see that mule, I want to see it. I don't care where he is. When we get up in the mountains, I want to see that mule. And when I see that mule, if you're really true, if there really is a God, I want that mule to just walk up to me and let me lay my hand on his head." Now that's silly. That mule would stop you. That mule would run. And besides that, that mule roams all over those mountains. But you know what? When Rasnick, I wish I could think of this gentleman's name. When Rasnick and this man got up there, they had not been out of the car 15 minutes when they saw the white mule. Now John is on this side. And the scientist is on that side of a little hill, a little terrain. And John sees this mule as he starts to walk up to this scientist. And the scientist sticks his hands out like that. And John hollers at him. Says, "He'll stop you. Don't do that." But the mule didn't stop even. The mule just walked right up to the man and stuck his head up against him. And the scientist rubbed him. And John couldn't believe it. And he went scurrying around there when he did the mule run. And John walked off. John didn't know anything about this, what the scientist had said to God. He didn't know a thing in the world about it. And he walks off, and when he does, that mule whirls around and comes right back up to that scientist and sticks his head up against him again. And John, since he knew that no man had petted that mule, he decided he's going to pet him, you know, to go tell everybody that he petted the white mule on top of the mountain. But the mule whirled and run. And the third time, when John walked off, it's in his book. You know who printed the book? The Presbyterian Church. It's a hardback book, and it costs $5.95. And it tells about this and all of the revival in the Appalachian Mountains and the Cumberland Mountains in Tennessee. It tells all of this stuff. And Richard Nixon, who happens to be our president, in case you don't know the name, Richard Nixon has written the foreword to the book. That's that little old page in the front of it. Yeah. Richard M. Nixon. And when they got back in their car, this scientist reached over and took John by the leg and said, "If you don't mind, we'll just have a word of prayer." And Rasnick says to the scientist, calls him by names and said, "A word of prayer." He said, "Yes, sir, a word of prayer." And Rasnick, he's the best looking bald-headed man you ever saw in your life. He just slicker than a peeled onion. And he said, "I wiped the sweat from my forehead," and said, "Brother, we'll have more than a word." And he began to pray, and the scientist, the outstanding guy, the one that put the UNIVAC together, that character got saved. And God gloriously filled it with the Holy Ghost. All because he said, "If there is a God, then a white mule will come up." Hallelujah. If you dare to challenge Jesus Christ, if you dare to say, "God, if you be up there," while old Gideon said, "If God be God, then I want this side to have water. us to help us. I'm gonna quit at 9 o'clock. I was. But since I've already gone over a little bit, we won't forget. I mean, we'll just ignore it. You that's got this Bible, take and turn it back to page 586, where it's got some 60 pages on trials and persecutions. Glory to God. Phew. Honey, I'd get rid of every Bible I had except this one if I just could have one. It's got everything listed under trials and persecution. It's got the swiftness of its flight. It's got its vanity. It's got all of the trials. One of them said, for the thing which I feared great is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Another one said, I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Whatever things against me. Oh, one of them said, did I say, bring unto us or give us a reward for me of your substance, or deliver me from the enemy's hands, or redeem me from the hand of the mighty? He said, teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. He said, everything's against me. Everything's against me. Everything. He said, I'm in trouble. My grief has overwhelmed me. My sorrow has gathered upon me. It has drug my soul down to the pit of hell. Said, my bowels boiled and rested not, and the days of affliction prevented me. Great God Almighty. He said, I've gone as far as I can. There's nothing else. He said, over me, I'm covered with boils. And there's so much right here. Go, let me go two or three pages and read a little bit more to you. And he began to speak there, and he said, but take heed to yourself, for they shall deliver you up to the council and into the synagogues, and you shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before the rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. When everything is against me, brother, he said, they're going to beat you. They're going to stone you. They're going to leave you for dead. But oh, he doesn't leave us there. He doesn't leave us there. He cries out in the book of Romans. He said, if God, I said, if God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God's on my side, I may not get healed tonight, but there's coming a tomorrow. If God's on my side, I may have to draw my belt up a little bit now, but tomorrow he's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He said, right now, there may be a Red Sea in front of me, a Nebo on one side, and a Sinai on the other, and a host of Pharaohs behind me. But if God be for me, whatever thing in the world is against me, I will lift up mine eyes under the hills from which cometh my help. Glory! Said, I will lift him up, and surely he shall deliver me with the swiftness of an eagle. Hallelujah! They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
I didn't know it was going to get this way tonight.
Hallelujah. When everything is against me. I like what was quoted up here a while ago. If you notice, 7 times out of 10, somebody will either quote one of my verses of scriptures, or they will quote my text. When they get up, it will invariably happen. it's just a little old sanction from God telling me, E.L., you got the scent. Just stay with the trail. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. My daddy had a dog. My dad raises coon hounds. My dad had a dog, and I don't go with him much anymore. Never did go. You know, I don't like to hear him holler a whole lot, but some people love him, and daddy is one of them. I went with him one time when I come home from the Navy, and another guy taking his dog, and another guy his dog, and daddy taking about three dogs. And they got out there and got about a mile from us after a coon. And they separated. And most of the dogs took off over here. And a little while you could hear the other dogs go to them. But daddy wouldn't move. Daddy just stand still. I said, Daddy, we're going to go to him. He said, I'm waiting for Blue. I said, well, where is he? You know, I'm looking around for the dog. Where's Blue? Oh, he's not here. I said, he's out there. I said, what do you mean you're waiting on him, Papa? He said, well, Blue sounds off. That's where the coon is. I said, well, the coon's over there. Man, they got 25 dogs out there. 25 dogs sure know where the coon is. He said, when Blue sounds off, we'll go. We rested about 4 or 5 more minutes, and all of a sudden I heard a little old dog go, yo, 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 yo. Daddy said, that's him. I said, he doesn't talk like he knows very much, Daddy. You know, he doesn't have a real good voice on him. He doesn't have too much of a command anymore. Yeah, but he knows where the coon is. I said, Papa, those 25 dogs over here, your dog's over here. He said, now, son, you just go whichever place you want to, but if I was you, I would go with me. I said, well, all right, I'm going to go with you. And Daddy hollers out at him. He said, the coon's over here. One man said, you don't know what you're talking about, preacher. Said, my dog, stay over here. Daddy said, when you get over there and you can't find him, said, I'll have a bonfire built over here, and you come on and we'll have some coffee. About 2 miles separated the dogs. You know what? When we got over there where that little old silly Blue was, there wasn't one coon. There wasn't two coons. There was three. And when they got to walking around and come up over later, Daddy swore up and down that that dog got out there and chased them other coons up that tree and made them get up there where wouldn't they be there when he come. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. And when somebody quotes my scripture, the Lord says the sniffer's still working. Hallelujah. Oh, said your smeller's still working. Hallelujah. Whatever things against you, don't take the tuck in. Look up. Look up. Look up. For behold, your redemption draws nigh. Somebody said, preacher, you just don't understand my situation. Aren't you glad I don't? Aren't you glad I don't? Oh, let me tell you, if you was going to the chopping block, I'd have to kick my heels and holler, hallelujah, he lives. He lives! You asked me how I know he lives! He lives within my soul. Oh, he walks with me, and he talks with me. Wherever I may go, he lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah, do you really mean it? Yeah, boy, yeah, I really mean it. Oh, thank God. One of my professors at the University of Ohio, where I was studying for my master's degree, and I was minoring in psychology. He said, "E.L., he said, you just act like everything always is right." I said, "Fred, we were almost the same age. I got my education after I got to be grown and had a family, or a lot of it." I said, "Fred, when I get up in the morning, I look out to see if everything's all right." He said, "Well, how can you tell if everything's all right?" I said, "Well, if it's dark outside, I know it's all right." Because he made the night. And I say, "If I get up and it's light outside, I know it's all right. Because he made the day." Glory to God. He said, "You're a nut." I said, "The Bible said, this is the day wherein the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice therein and be glad." Oh, hallelujah. Listen to this. Did you ever hear anybody flip a coin and say, "Heads I win and tails you lose"? That's the way it is with God. It don't make any difference which way. It doesn't make any difference which way the coin flips. It's all right. You're still the winner. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said, "Whatever things against me, I just wish I hadn't been born." Oh, don't feel that way. Look up. Look up. For the Lord's on your side. They got ready to eat C.T. Studd, the great, great soul winner. Now, Studd's one of my heroes. They got ready to eat him one time. They were going to boil him, and they had him in this pot of water. I mean, they were going to parboil him and eat him. And Studd looks up and says, "Father, if it is my time to depart out of this present life and to come to be with you, then let me die in peace. But if this is a trick of the enemy to take my life before it's time, then save me from this hot water." And it is recorded that a strong wind come from the east and blew the fire out from underneath the pot and burned down every hut that was in the entire village. I just feel like having myself a runaway fit tonight. Glory to God. One time they have old Stud and they're going to burn him alive. Word went out that you couldn't eat him and boil him. And so they decided to capture him and burn him alive at the stake. And he lifts his head up to God when the fire starts. And he said, "Heavenly Father, I remind you again, if it's my time to depart and be with you, let thy servant depart in peace. But if this is a trick of the enemy to destroy me before my time is up, then deliver me from the burning fire." It is recorded that hailstones the size of small baseballs came and beat down the villagers. beat them to the ground, and not one hailstone touched C.T. Studd. And of the Nicaragua tribe, there came and stood a tall Negro warrior and cut him loose. And when the Nicaragua tribe came to take his life, now son, I don't care where you believe this or not, I just assume you go home. Because you remember, you pay attention to me. We learned last night you're to watch me. I tell you, when you get a feeling out there, you're not fooling this, Daddy. I've got your pulse checked before you ever breathe. You think I spent 20 years asking God for the spirit of discernment, and then he's going to let some little old donkey come in and think something and have some way and not tell old Daddy-O? You wrong. He may not tell some of them, but he kind of lets me in on some secrets. Glory to God. You'll find me just a wee bit different than most of them. Thank God. This old tall soldier came. You see, the devil's tried to disrupt my service more than once. I'm fixed to get him. You see, God Almighty has given us something here. He has given us something. And if we get our eyes off of God on man, he'll stop what we've got going. And that old tall Negro soldier come and cut him loose. And they came to stub with these spears and was going to thrust him through. And the soldier standing beside him took his spear and knocked their spear aside. And in his language said, if you kill him, you must kill me first. The Nicaraguan tribe is one of the civilized tribes that's in Africa today. You can read this if you got any sense. You can look it up in books. Come to find out, that big tall boy that was standing beside him was the chief's son. And the chief's son said, I saw two men in white shining armor stand beside him, one on one side and the other on the other side, and spoke to me and said, do him no harm, because he is a son of the Most High God who lives in heaven. Hallelujah. When everything is against us, God is on our side. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother, if God be for us, hallelujah. You can't burn it. You can't drown it. You can't shoot it. Oh, no. No, sorry. Hallelujah. Smith Wigglesworth was in a revival in Houston, Texas years and years ago, and was having a Bible conference, and all of the preachers began to get a little sick and come down. And Wigglesworth went to prayer, and God said, the water you're drinking is poison. And he told them, nobody else is to drink this water. Come to find out, some devil-inspired person heard Wigglesworth preach, if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm you. It made the Houston Chronicle. It made big, big headlines. When the devil tries to overrun you and I, brother, when we stand on the Word of God, it'll always make headlines. Hallelujah. They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison, enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick, and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, my master, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us. Stand to your said, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785, or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison, enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick, and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us. Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785, or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison, enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick, and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us. Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785, or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison, enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick, and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us. Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise him. Let's praise him. Let's praise him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785, or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison, enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick, and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh,
soul, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear Lord Gehazi saying to Elisha, "My master, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us." Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785 or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, "My master, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us." Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785 or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, "My master, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us." Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him.
Thank you for listening. For information on more of Dr. Terry's sermons, visit elterry.com or write to P.O. Box 301, Wildwood, Florida 34785 or email your request to elnolie@aol.com.
They got to checking the contents of the water they were drinking from and found rat poison enough to kill over 100 men. But Wigglesworth prayed for the 17 who was sick and God healed them and made them well. Hallelujah. Oh, when everything is against us, when the devil has risen up, when the enemy comes against us, I hear old Gehazi saying to Elisha, "My master, they that be for us are more than they that be against us. For our Lord is here to deliver us." Stand to your feet and lift your hands and let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him.